President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the closure of schools and the extension of the school year just last week.
Taking into account the views of the various stakeholders and expert bodies, Cabinet has decided today that all public schools should take a break for the next 4 weeks.
But at what cost to South African students and the larger economy? Nick Spall is a senior researcher at Stellenbosch University, and he has recently been studying this very topic. Spall is fearful that the academic losses of 2020 could take up to a decade to rebound from.
So I think some of the medium and long-term impacts of COVID-19 and the school closures will be that some of the gains that we've made in learning outcomes will be eroded. So a lot of the international assessments that we take part in, things like PIRLS and TIMSS, have been showing that children in primary school and high school are actually learning more content every year since about 2011. And I think that we're likely to see a bit of a knock in that, given that we are potentially going to lose up to 60% of the academic year or 70% of the academic year of 2020. That's going to have implications for long-term learning outcomes, and that's for 12 million children that are currently in the schooling system. And I think that we will see that in terms of skills shortages and the quality of work that these students are able to do. I also think that we will see an increase in inequality, where the schools that were able and the families that were able to get through this relatively unscathed because they have private tutors or because they are attending high-fee schools or they have access to online learning, they will continue as business as usual, whereas it's the poor and those in poorer provinces and rural areas where they aren't able to substitute for school closures, that I think we'll see that gap growing again. I think one of the estimates that I've read shows that we will only get back to the same level of matric outcomes that we have in 2019 in 2032. So, you know, this is like setting us back a decade in terms of the production of skills. And I think that's pretty major.
On top of significant skill shortages and the growing inequality divide, Spall points out an array of unintended consequences that will result from the loss of more academic time.
When children are not at school, they're not learning for most of them. Only 20% of South African households have access to a computer in their home, and 10% have an internet connection that's directly to their home. So it means that for 80% of kids, when there's no schooling, there's no curricular learning that's going on. The second major implication is also that schools are not only sites of learning, but also sites of nutrition. And then the third main implication is that the economy as a whole and society relies on schools not only to educate children, but also to take care of them during the day. So now that the economy has reopened, it's very difficult to work it while schools are closed. So that has big implications for the welfare of children, children being left alone, unsupervised, particularly young children. There are also mental health effects that we've seen in other countries that children experience by being locked up at home and not being able to go to school.
University of Johannesburg Associate Professor Maximus Sifotso agrees with Spall, but adds that the unprecedented nature of the pandemic also presents a challenge for educators who are trying to ensure that students aren't left behind.
Teachers themselves, it throws them off balance, because remember, you had planned that the year would go like this, and all of a sudden, things have changed. And you need to go back to the drawing board. You're working in an unfamiliar territory where you have to now find ways of how do I reach the children, even if you have those who have online access. But we know that our country is not well equipped to be able to accommodate most of the marginalized learners out there who don't have the resources such as computers, internet, and all that, to be able to follow what may be offered off the classroom on the online space.
So what is the impact likely to be on your child's development?
So if you are a 16 or 17-year-old child or student, you're much more likely to have some of the skills to be able to learn by yourself. So if you have books that were sent home from school, if you're in contact with your teacher, or even if you just have motivated and dedicated parents, you might be able to continue to learn. Whereas if you are a 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old child, you're not able to learn by yourself, at least not curricular learning. So things like learning how to read, parents do not know how to teach children how to read, or what are the correct ways of thinking about the number system and the base 10 system. Children that fall behind in those very basic skills in the first 3 years of school are likely to carry those backlogs with them. So unless we find a way to remediate them when children come back to school, we're going to see big problems, particularly for young children. But there's another one which is not just learning outcomes, and that's the mental health of children. And mental health effects on children can have very long-term consequences around things like childhood depression, anxiety disorders. And I think those are things that aren't being taken into account when we're thinking that 12 million children at home, not all of them are in desirable kind of circumstances. And the longer that they stay in those circumstances and don't have places like school to go to learn, we really will see those effects for a very long time.
Given everything that's happening, is it even realistic to possibly save the 2020 academic school year?
It is really difficult because now, look, the schools are closed. And if during this time when schools are closed, teachers are busy working to try and see how they can contract the syllabus, the learning material into the space between now and towards the end of the year, perhaps. But again, we don't want to compromise quality, because at the end of the day, we don't want to have students who just go through and feel like they have not learned anything. The crux of the matter here is that learning should take place. Whatever we do should allow that space for learning to be quality learning that we normally would expect under normal circumstances. Because whatever happens, learning should and must not be compromised.
So it's clear that there are dire ramifications for losing a school year. But what ought to be done moving forward? It seems like such an impossible situation.
So I think what our focus should be going forward is to make sure that at the end of August, that all schools open and that we find a way of adapting to this new normal until a vaccine comes and is distributed to everyone. The one thing that I am concerned about is when there was all of this opposition to the schools reopening in the last week of July, the unions kept saying, oh no, we need an extra month. We need an extra month to prepare for the schools. It's going to be very difficult to see how when the cases in the community are rising and deaths in the community are also rising, how they will be happy going back to school when the situation in 1 month's time is likely to be, the pandemic will be even more intense in 1 month's time than it is now. So I think that it wasn't the right decision to close schools, but that we really need to be firm on the fact that at the end of August, all classes need to go back. Otherwise, we will lose this entire academic year. And I think it's difficult to overstate how severe that would be for learning outcomes of children, for their futures, and also for the country.
What I would like to humbly request is for South Africans to hold hands, work together, and look for possibilities, opportunities of our children learning under these circumstances, so that it could be a year that we would say it has been difficult, but we did it. If we can get on the other side, having been able to at least do something to help our children learn, that would be awesome.
Both Spall and Sifoto agree that no matter what, schooling needs to continue, whether it be via e-learning or the reopening of schools. Something needs to be done urgently. For Multimedia Live, a production of Arena Holdings, I am Paige Muller.